Deadly Anna, written by Philip Gwynn and read by Stig Weems. At the back of the institute were five or six trestle tables. They were loaded with food. I'd never seen so much. I took a plastic plate and started piling it on. A piece of cold chook, some tuna mornay, a sausage roll, some potato salad, half a mini pizza. The plate started to sag in the middle.
You sure you got enough?
It was Clarence, Dumby's sister. She was wearing a port footy jumper and jeans. She had a white streamer like a headband tied around her head.
Didn't think you'd make it, she said.
She had a plate in her hand with a lamington on it.
Doctor reckons I got concussion.
No wonder, brother, standing in front of that monster.
You're not going to eat that lammy, are you? I said.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It's one of old Mrs. Porter's.
And what's wrong with it?
Well, you know old Mrs. Porter.
Nah? She's got dandruff, really bad.
Clarence looked down at her plate.
Yuck!
She said. She put the lammy back on the table.
What do you recommend then?
Those little pink lammies are Mrs. Fraser's. They're okay, but she doesn't use real cream. Those big ones are Mrs. Betz's. We call them Mrs. Betz's bricks. That's what they taste like too. Daz's mum made those ones there. They're pretty good. But I reckon you're better off with those over there.
Who made them?
Me mum. Clarence laughed.
Your mum got dandruff?
She said as she put two lammies on her plate.
No way.
What about your mum? I said. Is she here?
My mum?
She said, looking at me like I'd just asked a really dumb question. You know, your mum, your mother, the woman who gave birth to you, I said.
Nah, she ain't here. She's not keen on being around you lot.
You lot? What did she mean by that? I felt a bit insulted.
Why not? Stop asking such tricky questions, will you? She's just not. She's happy staying out the point with our mob.
Actually, there weren't so many noongas at the do. Not when you considered that half our team was from the point. I'd seen only one table inside with maybe 20 people sitting at it, and there was a group of blokes near the keg. Clarence's voice dropped.
You smoke, Blackie? She said. Want to come out for a durry?
I wasn't much of a smoker. I'm not sure why. It wasn't because I was a goody two-shoes or anything. I just didn't like it that much.
Yeah, love to, I said. Meet you outside in 10 minutes.
Okay.